What's going on, guys, and welcome to the Fit the Gamer podcast here for episode 21. I'm your host, Steven Rodriguez, alongside my co-hosts, Andrew Taylor.
Jellybean.
Jake Frisch.
Pop, pop.
And Ben Pilichinski.
I don't even. That was really awkward.
Oh, I loved how awkward it was. What's going on, guys? What's cracking? What's hitting you new?
Hey, Steven.
In case you're just listening or not watching, it's actually the same Ben we've always had. He fell or
look
hit his head.
Ground.
Hey, happy holidays.
We've officially
we've passed Thanksgiving and now it's into the terrible times of Christmas music and carols. So
who's Carol? Well, Trav started playing Christmas music November 1st, which is
fuck
a disgrace.
That's a fucking
disgrace.
Travis, if you're listening to this.
He's not listening.
He's not listening.
We love you, Chad.
This over Beyonce.
Does Beyonce have a Christmas album?
If she doesn't, I'm sure Travis has remixed her original songs to make it.
Taking words out of each one and
all the Christmas ladies, all the Christmas ladies.
Anyway, just like interviews where she says,
you know,
word
like
Christmas.
Those, you know those Obama clips where they like make him like rap something. That's exactly what it is. It's just with Beyonce. All
right. Anyway,
moving on.
That's like so much work.
But to him, it's worth it. Did you know Trav? So Travis went to a Beyonce concert at TCF Bank Stadium.
No, I dropped him off and picked him up.
Oh.
From that show.
Oh.
It was a fucking nightmare.
That sounds like a anxiety nightmare.
I was stuck in traffic for 2.5 hours in a crowd of crazy Beyonce fans.
That was not worth it.
No.
Anyhow.
Not ready to kill myself.
Trav took a video of Beyonce, and he was, like, really close to her.
Oh, really?
And he posted it on Instagram, and he ended up getting, like, 5,000 or 10,000 followers because of this one video. Like, he literally skyrocketed to stardom. And so far, like, a lot of those people have trickled off because he stopped posting Beyonce videos. But he still has just, like, if you look, he has, like,
966 followers.
But
yeah,
still, that's, 10, like, 000, that's three times the followers I have on Instagram. I'm not saying.
Yeah.
Steven's looking for more followers.
He's got like 800 more followers than I do because
follow
I keep
me
my Instagram private.
69 Goku _ XX. Wait,
Goku.
Steven and I once were playing Battlefront and we got killed by a guy whose gamer tag was, it was what, uppercase X, lowercase X,
God.
_ Goku 420, _ lowercase X, capital
Man,
X.
That kid loves anime.
You can't fuck with me. I have the power of God and anime on my side.
Guys, that was me.
Yeah, that was that video.
God
was Ben.
Damn it, Ben. It's his second PSN.
I should have known.
I have
a
second
meat
streamer. Curtains. Remember when we got killed
I
by
do
meat
specifically
curtains?
Remember.
I know.
I remember
meat
curtains.
I'm hoping to find that
meat
motherfucker
curtains?
On Battlefront 2 sometime.
Jesus Christ.
That was Battlefront 1, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Battlefront 1.
I think
if you're watching this, but you're not, fuck you.
Yeah. Man, what a genius like PSN name, meat curtains.
That's
like peak.
Yeah.
That's peak.
That's a name I would choose, and then like I'd be like, I don't want to change my name. Fuck Shuhei.
Shuhei.
Keep it out
change our names.
It's so funny how you'll just play, and then I swear to God, every time you're sitting down playing, you see at least one gamer tag that you're like, how is that? How can you even set that?
Like, if not, even their avatar. Like,
it would
be like Creamy Tuna Party 69. Just like, what the fuck?
No. Anyhow, segueing off of that.
Creamy Tuna, you want to join my party? You want to join my party, Creamy Tuna? Holy fuck, it's a fucking Transformer.
Jesus Christ.
Anyhow, Andrew.
Yeah, what's up?
You chose this week's topic, so I think I'll let you share what it is.
I mean, okay, so Thanksgiving just finished, right? We're supposed to be thankful for shit. But then, after that, not even 5 hours later, after I've eaten a dinner, I'm told by the corporate over gods to go out and spend as much money as I possibly can in a short period of time.
Spend your money, brother.
Here's what you do. You just don't listen to me.
I know.
No.
But
fuck that.
But when the deals are too hot, man, that's when you go all out. So
I just go online, personally.
Honestly, that's what I should have done, but yeah. I kept thinking that the deals were going to be better in store for some reason. So, like, quick segue real quick. So IGN had, like, a list of everything that basically people like us would care about.
Listed.
And all the deals actually went live the night before the night before Thanksgiving.
So Wednesday night?
Yeah, so Wednesday. So basically what you could do.
Yeah, it was like 12:01 a.m. Thursday morning. Yeah, it was basically, so
basically what you could do, you could buy, Target had a bunch of games that I wanted for $15 each. You could buy those games and then go into Black Friday, or go into to Target on Black Friday and pick them up without having to fight people off for them.
In-store pickup.
In-store pick, which was complete and utter bullshit. Because I was like, they have to have like a certain amount set aside for people who don't know that this is a thing.
Right.
And I went to the first Target in search of Resident Evil 7, and they were all gone. And so I was like, lady, help me. Like, help me find, like, another copy.
She's like, I work in the bathroom. I don't know.
She was, like, a 16-year-old.
I'm the cleaning lady.
Did she talk
she
like
was
that?
Like, she was like, Resident Evil? And I said Resident Evil. I had to correct her.
You're looking for Hello 5?
Hello Kitty 5? No. But she helped me find another Target that had Resident Evil 7, and they only had like four copies left. They were the only Target in the area too. It was the Edina.
So
Target.
Did she get in the car with you and was like, "Let's
down the road, Ashley"? She's not a 60-year-old.
Liza's like, "Who turned right?
That's a bolt launch."
She's not a 60-year-old woman. She's like a 16-year-old girl.
She's like, "Okay, turn right."
Anyways,
I don't think I'm supposed to be in your car.
That upset me.
Okay, now we're going down some really, really
deep.
No, everyone just shut the fuck up for a second. We're going down in some territory that I don't want to see us go down. So Andrew, continue. I'm gonna stop this right fucking now.
So I felt like this year with Black Friday, and I don't really do Black Friday anymore. I used to really be into it, and then now I'm like not really anymore. But there were a lot of games that I passed up and let money slide off of them or whatever. Good deals. Words are hard right now. Anyways.
Let the money slide off like duck, like water off a duck's back until you eat the duck in a bucket
Jesus
of water.
Christ. Wow. Anyways, so I
said Greg Miller once.
Yeah, there was like a list of games that I wanted. It was like Resident Evil 7, Uncharted Lost Legacy, and Injustice 2 were all $15 each. So I was like, that's a really good deal. And then they were all going to shoot up back to $40 each or something like that. So I was like, got to get these games now. And so
I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, like I said before, I'm not really into Black Friday, but like, you know, the games deals were really good this year. So
you got all
I got
essentially
all
the games on your list.
Essentially all the games on my list at the time. I got them all, but I had to go from store to store, and Liza was not very happy about that. But
I'm sure.
It was really funny because she got into kind of like the Black Friday mood where she was like, she told people, she was like, get the fuck out of our way. I was like, Jesus, Liza, let's not stoop down to their level. But I was trying to, they had like all the cheap games in the men's clothing department this year. So, like, they don't even have the games in the
electronic. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I was like, what is happening? And where are all these games? And so.
Which one did you go to? Did you go to Bloomington or
Dinah? We went to the Richfield Target first.
Yeah, okay.
And then that's where they were like.
Across from the Chick-fil-A, right?
No, that's the one that he used to live next to.
Yep.
We didn't go to that Target because, I don't know. Liza likes Richfield Target for some reason, so we went to that Target first. Like, right? What the
I'm
fuck?
I'm not even sure where that one is.
Richfield Target is over by the airport.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's over by the airport.
Yeah,
there's like an Einstein Bros over there, and I think a Popeye's Chicken. I don't fucking know.
It's right across.
Panda Express is over there.
Yep.
Anyways, so she wanted to go to that. She wanted to go to that one. We're like running through the aisles looking for all these games because Resident Evil 7 was the one I wanted the most, and this lady like just stops in front of us, and I was like, Jesus! I was like, seriously! Like every time
one
I
of get Andrew's your biggest pets.
All right,
Andrew cannot stand when people stop.
That
in front
bitches
of him.
Die.
I literally cannot like fathom, and it doesn't matter if it's Black Friday or you're just going to the store to pick up something.
Purple
but like
Tuesday,
Purple Tuesday.
Is that the day Prince
that should
died?
Not have been as funny. That should not have been as funny as what I just took that as. I don't know why.
Sorry.
But so
rest in peace, man.
Yeah, seriously, no. Shout out to the homie. But like anytime I go to Best Buy or no, it's mostly Target. Would anyone else agree that every time you go to the store, someone just stops right in front of you? I'm like, what are you doing? And this
just
time,
keep walking.
Yeah, great strategy. Just keep walking forward. They eventually move.
Hip thrust them.
Yeah. No, I'm not looking for a lawsuit or anything. Actually,
it would be Purple Thursday. So, sorry, he died on a Thursday.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, so this lady who knew I was behind her just stops. Sorry, Jesus Christ. I hit my
He's getting heated.
So this lady stops, and I'm like, all right. I literally just said, why? I was like, why? Just and I audibly said it, and Liza's like, "Get the fuck out of the way!" And whoa, I was like, "Jesus Christ!"
What did she do? Did she get out of the way?
Well, she was like, "Why are you just stopping? Like, you know that there's people behind you." And then we walked around like the whatever kiosk or what, and I was like, "Jesus, Liza!" And then the lady's like, like kind of like sarcastically scoffs at us. And I was just like, fuck you. Like, seriously? Like,
and so you spun around and just the lady, backhanded her. No.
The lady turns around. She's like, what the fuck did you just say?
And just pepper sprays her.
It's actually not a lady. It's like Hulk Hogan.
Holy fuck.
Really, hey,
listen
flow.
Here, brother.
There you go.
Picks me. Throws me against.
I lifted Andre the Giant 17 billion years ago, and I'll lift you up, brother.
Just picks Andrew up by the collar, slams against a rack of like Oreos.
Listen here, Jack.
Discount. Anyways, like, so Slim Jims or something.
I might have been over exaggerating a little bit about what Liza said, but she definitely audibly pissed this lady off and was just like, why are you just stopping?
But I, on one hand, I appreciate that. On the other hand, if I'm going to pick a day to be combative, it's not going to be Black Friday.
But and that was the thing. I was like, Liza, it's just a game. Don't worry. Like, we'll get there when we need to get there. So we finally get over there, and I'm trying to like squeeze through the aisles. It's extremely busy, and someone pushed me against like those discounted games that they usually have like on the end caps that where you can just grab it and go. It's like $10. Someone pushed me, and I didn't know who it was, and I was like, Jesus Christ.
It was Liza.
All these games fell off onto the ground, and I was like, I don't have time for this. No. I got to get Resident Evil 7.
If that had been me, I would have been like, which one of y'all motherfuckers
did
that?
But Liza didn't even see it happen because she was trying to get to the game.
Fighting somebody else. She was standing at the end of the aisle like, get the fuck out of there! Get the fuck out of there!
Tossing people over her shoulder.
And I feel like we need to give some context to some people out there who probably don't know what Black Friday is, like NATO. Maybe he does. But Black Friday, best deals of the year.
It's the day after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is in the United States is always
on
the Thursday.
It's on Thanksgiving now. It's
Black
but now it's like on Thanksgiving. It's like the day of the holiday, which is kind of fucked up. But
it's when most of the major retailers have big sales. And
think about it as like Hunger Games, but like sprinkled with really good deals in it. So
and
you're basically fighting other
people.
Not
as many
people die. Yeah, not as many other people die, but some people actually have that.
First come, first serve.
Anyways, so someone pushed me, and I get up, and I'm like, what the fuck? There's just games all over the floor. All over the floor. And I'm like, I don't have time for this. I got to get Resident Evil 7. So I'm like, some poor Target worker is going to have to handle this. So I get up, run over to the men's aisle, which is thankfully right next to electronics. They're out of Resident Evil 7. And then that's when I found the little 16-year-old girl that was like, yeah, it's a dying at Target. And I was like, fuck, we got to go to another Target. And Liza was not happy about that. But so we get to that Target. I get Resident Evil 7. No one pushes me, thank God. But we're walking through the aisles.
Yeah, for them.
Yeah, right? We're walking through the aisles, and I hear this audible, like, gacking noise. And I turn.
Oh.
And it's just this little kid throws up like his whole Thanksgiving meal.
Oh,
like all on the foot. He was like, and it was just, you know, the sound it makes when it hits the
it's like one of those Instagram videos you and I always watch.
Stop sending us videos of people puking,
like,
by the way.
I wish I had my phone out at this time, because this would have been one of those videos
really
that would have
gotten
viral. So,
oh, absolutely.
And I just felt so bad for this kid. And his dad was really cool about it. His dad was like holding his head and like kind of like looking at him or whatever. So
that's right. Puke in the aisle. That's fine.
Aim at that kid. He's looking for Resident Evil 7. Fuck that kid.
But like... I felt so bad for this kid because he's just like drooling, just like vomit, and his eyes were all wet, as like all watery. And
I hope his
like,
eyes were wet.
Jesus,
otherwise he's got other problems. Forget that. There will always be some part of his subconsciousness that when
somebody mentions Black Friday,
he's gonna be, he's gonna immediately just start. He's gonna start dry heaving.
But that's, it was
that. Gonna be Black Friday plans.
Yeah. Oh man, I felt so bad for that little kid. He was probably like maybe 5 or 6.
Oh my gosh!
So yeah, so this wasn't really a baby. This wasn't a baby.
So it wasn't like a 10-year-old.
That's even worse. The younger they are, the more fucked up they're going to be. When
now we just made fun of him, and we're fucking.
What punk ass dude? I've made fun of brought their kid out to Black Friday.
That's what I was thinking too. Is like, why did you bring your kid to Black Friday?
That's true.
Well, I've seen grown adults bring their like babies into movie theaters before. And,
we
like,
saw that yesterday. We're gonna watch like, Coco. Fucking, like, they brought an infant into Coco, and I was like, "We're in the Dolby like cinema. It's super loud.
So stupid.
Why did you bring your kid?" Liza said something too. Liza has a 10 to. She likes to speak her mind. Anyways, so. She yeah, does. that was very funny, but I also felt really bad for that kid because I'm like, he's gonna. Every time he thinks about Black Friday, he's just going to be like, at one time, he just threw up all over the aisle. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that was this year's Black Friday experience. In the past, I've sat outside of a store for 4 hours in like 10 degree weather, and it's like snowing, and we're taking like shifts, like sitting in the car and like going back to sit in line. And then when you finally get in the store to get that TV that you wanted, there's a big ass stack of them, and there was no need for me to even sit in line. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my past like Black Friday experiences. But how about you guys? What's like the worst? Whether you've worked it or you've participated in it, what's like your worst Black Friday experience that you've had?
Sure. Well, going back to what you were talking about earlier, I think with when you were explaining what Black Friday is, it's definitely changed from this. Here's a lot of sales on Friday. Go at midnight, go to your mall, go to Target, Walmart, whatever. To now it's shifting into Thursday a little bit at 7 p.m. and then it's 5 p.m. and 4 p.m. or whatever. And now I felt like this year was the first time I really paid attention, and it was the entire week. Like there were so many stores that started their sales on like Sunday or the Friday.
TV a week
at Micro Center. They literally specifically said, we're doing our Black Friday sales the week before and like Black Friday weekend as well.
That's crazy.
So like, I don't know if it's just the scheme of like, we can sell a ton more shit if we have more stock.
They're doing everything they can to try to get people in stores.
Right. Like, and it's smart. It's smart.
In a physical store because online sales have completely decimated retailers.
You're probably right about that.
And that's the thing too, is like, even for myself this year, like I didn't go anywhere on Black Friday. I went somewhere yesterday. But I bought a ton of shit on Friday online. Like a lot of little things that were like, oh, here's this $15 movie for $3.99 with free shipping.
And 50-gallon drum of lube on Amazon.
Yeah, well, that I already bought earlier. But any different story for a different time.
Jesus Christ.
So I think like it's literally just a week long. Now I'm looking at Cyber Monday deals, which Cyber Monday started today, which is Sunday.
Did it? Really?
Because I like follow my like promotions email tab where they send you like all the fucking like sales and it literally was like
everybody's
sales started today. And the funniest one to me was GameStop, and their Cyber Monday promotion email I got was free shipping, and I'm like, wow.
I thought maybe it was gonna be like 90% off all pre-owned games. I'm like, well, it's basically free at that point, so fuck.
And so I mean, you know, I've done the whole camp out thing or sit outside in the fucking freezing cold. And thankfully this year it wasn't really, the temperature was pretty nice. And for anybody who
did, it was like seasonably warm in Minnesota right
50
now.
50 degrees
tomorrow's going to be absurd. Like 58.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Isn't tomorrow December 1st?
We should wear
shorts. No, I think Friday is December 1st.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because I get paid on December
55 1st. Tomorrow.
That's nuts.
So I've done where, like I said, told you guys earlier. So the only Black Friday stories I have are, one, I worked in retail. Literally nothing significant happened, nothing crazy like Andrew said, where people are throwing each other and throwing up all over each other. Nothing that cool. Mm-hmm. The one story I have was literally I didn't have any family to celebrate Thanksgiving with, so I literally cooked this gourmet TV dinner. It was literally like turkey and mashed potatoes and cranberry
Mr.
or some
Hungry
shit.
Or whatever.
And then went to Kmart in like a really ghetto part of town for this like really shitty Dell laptop that was like $200
off.
It must
have been if they still have a fucking Kmart.
Well, Kmart's all closed now, but it was like four or five years ago. And then I ended up, so what they did and what I didn't expect, because it was the first time I ever went to Black Friday, is they handed out like the vouchers, just like they did for, I think they do that for just about everything now.
Yeah.
So like we were in line and they literally, I was in like the top, the front like 15 or 20 or whatever. And they went and they were like, who wants this 50 inch or 55 inch or who wants this
laptop?
Yeah,
I saw that before. Yeah.
So we ended up getting our vouchers and then went and sat in our cars. And then just watching, so I ended up going back and trying to get in line again, and we get let in, and there's this little old mayor standing next to me, this little old lady, and no, like, I swear to God, like, this lady should not be at Black Friday, but I literally had to, like, grab her and pull her aside.
Should have been in a box floating down the river.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay, she's not like that. But
is she the lady that Andrew helped out in Target, or that helped Andrew?
That helped Andrew
in Target.
Yeah, there's one at Edenbury.
Jesus Christ! But Reddit I had to pull her aside, literally, so like she didn't get trampled. Because the people who were at the back of the line, or who like snuck into line, they didn't know that we all had our vouchers and had our items already. So they were all doing this like mob rush, like let's get into the store and sprint to the back. And meanwhile, the ones of us who have the vouchers were just casually like strolling into the store like, fuck you guys, like,
yeah,
chill out. And I think it's evolved now, because I genuinely do think a lot of these Black Friday deals, retailers have a lot more stock.
Mm-hmm.
Like back when I did that, like they had two TVs, mm-hmm, or they had, yeah, like two laptops,
which is like the biggest mistake.
And I don't know, because I saw one of Best Buy's deals this year was like a 50 inch 4K some brand for literally like $150 or $200,
yeah,
which is obviously like $500 off, so anybody who can get that is getting like a ridiculous steal.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how many they had of something like that, but I mean, even last night, like, you could tell, and last night for us was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like there was a ton of people in Best Buy, just everybody, they had a stock of everything. They had fucking mountains of Nintendo Switches and PlayStation 4 Pro special editions, and I mean, I think they've really ramped it up, so that's good. But no, I don't have any like super crazy
fun stories.
Like,
damn.
But I think going forward, like this year really showed me that I need to stop doing my shopping like on the 10th of December and on. Like,
oh,
I
my
need
God.
To actually start doing it when there's a lot of sales, because mm-hmm, I literally got almost, I'd say, the majority of my Christmas shopping done. I even bought this guy a gift because I care about him so much.
Wow.
No, I actually just bought him Rainbow Six so he could play Rainbow Six Siege with us.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, I got all the games, but the only game I thought about and was like, I probably have too much to play was Rainbow Six. I was like, fuck it, it's $20.
Yeah.
So
the nice thing about Rainbow Six is that there's actually not a story. It's you just fucking just jump in and
great.
just go.
Rack in and
tactically shoot people.
And so, yeah.
And Steven shoots you in the head.
It's because you're playing it probably like Call of Duty.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably why. How about you? Have you had any retail?
Oh, my God. So,
sorry. Oh, Jake?
Yeah, let's toss it. Do you?
No.
All right, whatever.
You skipped all of us last week. Karma, bitch.
I thought we were going around.
Nope.
To be honest with you, like, there hasn't been really that much. I mean, I think I can honestly say for the past, like, 6 or 7 Black Fridays, I don't really remember. Like, I've worked retail for so long that it got to the point where if we didn't do, like, I used to get so bugged if we didn't do this in a sale, like, then we get scolded.
Right.
And, like, it turned to a point where I just want to say, fuck you, management. And then, like, if somebody came in asking for a phone, like, we would be like, we're supposed to be, oh, do you want to get this accessory? Da da da. I'm like, that's all you want? Cool. There you go. Bye.
But I can say that, like, the actual, the only Black Friday I think I, that I can say I participated in was last year, because I got let go from my job beforehand, so I actually had the opportunity to celebrate it with Brie. And by this time, I had the job that I have now, but, like, and it wasn't anything special. I actually think that last year was my favorite, because we went at probably, I want to say it was, like, around 8 or 9. Like, because typically stores open at 6, right?
Yeah. Well, they've been opening at, like,
this year it was, like, 4 or 5.
4 or 5 o'clock. It's like, what the fuck? Like, let me digest my food first before I go out and spend money.
I think it's, like, part of me, like, I don't like to go out and actually do the Black Friday shopping just because of, like, what I've personally experienced. Like, I can, throughout the years, like, I've had, like, really bad tempers. And, like, for retail, personally, the worst year that I think I had was when I worked at Sprint. Because we were in a position where, like, we're in a very bad spot, because I worked at a retailer where we had 3 phones for Black Friday.
Oh, really?
And, like, we had us, and then we had a corporate Sprint that was right down the street. And we'd be like, and if it wasn't a new line, we'd be like, yeah, just go to the one down the street. Or else, like, we could order it for you. And they're like, no, we're just going to go down the street. It's like, okay, bye. but, like, last year, Brie and I went probably around 8 o'clock, and it wasn't like we were looking for anything special.
Right.
And we just started walking through Target. And I think the only thing that we really got was, we got a Christmas tree. Yeah. That was the only thing I think we got, because they had a fake Christmas tree for, like, $30.
Bingo.
And
hell yeah.
That's what we have this year. And it already had built-in lights to it, too.
Bingo.
So I was like, I literally don't need to buy it anything. Just
Christmas tree.
But I honestly, I did, like, just cherish that time with Brie, because it was like, I wasn't running in there trying to get a TV, because I got that. I actually got my Black Friday TV, like, on a Saturday. Like, I just strolled into Best Buy, and I was like, do you have this in store? And they're like, oh, yeah, we do. We just got them right in the back. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. So they just wheeled it out, and, like, that's the TV I have now. But I'm almost pissed that I got that TV, because I want to say I spent, like, $800 on it. And for that TV, like, I was looking – we were looking at Target yesterday.
Yeah.
And, dude, the TVs that they have now are ridiculous.
Yeah.
They had a 45-inch or something, like UHD – like,
we were looking at a 55-inch Samsung Curve. That might have been a 65.
Yeah, like that one.
4K
Ultra HD. I think that one was the one that was $1,500.
Yeah.
Which is still, like, for a Curve TV.
It's expensive.
Yeah. And then we looked at a LG.
Yeah.
Ultra OLED that was, like, 55 inches. That was, like, $2,200.
Yeah, like, that. Those were...
They had Planet Earth running. I was just like,
dude, those TVs are just
they purposely
nuts.
Do that.
They are crazy. Yeah. But
that squid looks so fucking
good. They purposely play Planet Earth because it looks so good.
But even for, like, just the average TV, like maybe just a 4K TV, it was $350.
Yeah.
And I'm like, like, this looks better.
It's
than
got like one HDMI port.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Andrew and I both did that this year, and I've never ever before would I be like, I'm just going to go out and buy a fucking TV. But, like, I was looking at the deal so much. I'm like, dude,
there are a
how
lot
could
of
you
good
not
TV
buy
deals.
A TV, like, this year?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I've seen people on Twitter. You've told me, like, there's just so many people buying 4K TVs because the price has, like, dropped. And Black Friday's just, like, holy shit.
Because, like, before with 4K TVs, it was... They were in the thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Before.
Like, $2,000.
And now it's, like...
It's the exact same thing that happened with... plasma screens.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
Yeah, back in the day.
If you wanted a flat screen telly, it was going to cost you a couple grand.
Yeah, but
now,
now
it's
like...
you can buy one for literally like $50. You could buy like a, you know...
Damn, what deal are you picking?
No, I'm talking like a really shitty TV.
No, I know.
You can get, again, like we saw, a 4K for $350?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got my 55-inch 4K... What was it? I don't know. UHD... 3 HDMI outlets for $500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so we was, and it's Samsung, so you know it's a good brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was like, I got shit.
Almost, I mean, basically the same thing, same specs. 60-inch for $550. So I mean,
I'm returning my TV.
Fuck these guys.
But, find the receipt.
And I want to touch on something that you're talking about, because this, I tweeted this out last night, and it just, like, literally, even unboxing this TV, I was literally dreading it, and I'm like, I'm not going to enjoy this.
Yeah.
Why?
So the entire time we were at Best Buy, we asked two different guys, and I do a lot of, like, reading the questions and answers on Best Buy's website or the forums or reviews. But for some reason, I was like, I'm just going to ask these guys, because all of the scenes on this particular TV looked really good, except for one scene that looked really pixelated. And I asked a guy, so he comes over and he's like, do you want the real answer or you want the bullshit answer? And I'm like, duh, I want the real answer.
Yeah.
And he's like, it looks like that because you need to buy a $1,000 higher TV. And I was like, okay, you didn't ask me anything about what I was going to watch on it, what devices I have, like anything. You just told me I needed to spend more money. And I was like, all right, well, can you give me a minute then? And I ended up actually right that minute calling you and just asking you how yours has been and whatever.
Yeah.
And then Sarah and I asked another guy, who immediately walking up to him, I noticed he was wearing a Magnolia polo. And I'm like, well, this guy fucking sells like $3,000 TVs, so this answer is going to be shit too. And he was like, he's like, oh, yeah, 120 motion or motion 120. Like, that's just fake and it's not going to look good. Like, you need actually 120 hertz. So you need to spend like $1,500 to $2,000 to get something like that. And I was like, well, I was like, okay, thank you. And Sarah was sitting there and she's like, well, first of all, I don't want to buy anything from either of these guys now because they were douchebags.
Yeah, yeah.
Two. and it, like I said, it touches with what you're saying. Like, they're probably told, like, look at all these, like, $200, $500 TVs we have. Try and upsell people any way you can. But that literally creates something where, like, in my mind, I was so set on going in and buying this TV that instantly when both those people said that, and of course, my girlfriend's like, I don't think we should buy this now. Of course, I'm going to be like, well, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And I sat there watching TV last night for like an hour, hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And everything I saw that I was like, is this wrong? Oh, maybe this is off. I was like, I need to fucking return this. And I ended up plugging in Travis's 4K Apple TV and just literally had my mind blown. And I was like, there's no way in hell I'm returning this now. And it was just, like I said, it was just that salesman mentality that killed. Even, like I said, I should have had so much joy being like, I just fucking went into a store and this is, I mean, usually it's not like me. It just dropped $500 and was like, I should have came home and been like that kid on Christmas opening it. But I was literally like, this is a mistake. And folding this box open. And like, mistake. Right.
I swear to God, that's how it was. All of my customers from Verizon on Black Friday felt.
And I don't 100% think that's true unless they were coming in for like some
$50
phone.
We never had good deals.
It wasn't quite that crazy. Like, we weren't just like, that phone's a piece of shit. You need to buy a $1,000 iPhone. Yeah. Like, we didn't do that. But it was a different type of sleazy salesman that we were taught to do. But I'm just saying, like I said, I didn't want to go on a huge rant in your section, but...
Like, so, the thing about these TVs is, like, they legitimately do have... They basically strip the innards and replace these TVs to... There's special TVs they actually have for Black Friday. They change it out.
Sure.
Right. And, like, what you were kind of talking about actually reminds me of when we were working at Verizon and... Like, the thing that still haunts me is the free tablet.
Right.
We... And
he sees it at home, like...
Just so you know, I just got that off my account.
Yeah. Nice.
But, like, that was the thing, is we had to, like, sell these things, and if we wanted to get the lines, the best year I had is I sold 10 of those in one day.
That's insane.
And thinking about
there's
that,
seven
hurts,
people out there that want to.
Well, yeah, there was 10 families that were like, "Fuck, I have $10 a month for 2 years of this piece of shit learning LeapFrog tablet."
Explain the deal.
So
for people out there like myself who have no idea,
in a buyer beware for everyone who goes into a sales environment.
Yeah,
Ben's about to share something crucial.
So like, you would come in and you'd be like, "I want to get, I don't know, the $50 iPhone, or I want to get the $50." Android, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then our pitch will be like, well, if you're getting this, do you want a free tablet?
that's not how it works. Like, you have to sign a 2-year contract for it. You have to.
Are you telling people they're signing a 2-year?
Here's the thing, yeah. And I don't want to turn this into a rant about sleazy sales tactics, but
it's fine.
Yes, when it comes to a lot of these Black Friday deals, especially in the industry that we worked in, there were the sales reps who were upfront and honest, like, yeah, there is a 2-year contract with this. It is $10 a month. So over the course of this 2-year contract, you're going to be spending $240 for service on this tablet. That's what the $10 fee is for. Yep. You're getting it free today, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's no activation fee. But then you had the shitty salespeople who made a killing. Their commission checks were big every month. But in my opinion, they were absolute pieces of shit because they were straight up lying to their customers, or they not even necessarily lying, but
were they telling them, like, this you're is getting this tap?
Yeah, this is absolutely, absolutely free, and your bill's not really going to change. And that they would, like,
they'd adjust
very shadily
because what we would down what and, we would do is lower their bill $20 and then add on $20 for the tap for two tablets,
right?
And that's how, like, this company motto is you lower somebody's bill $70, we'll fucking throw on 7 tablets for $70 more dollars. And say,
that kind of behavior is encouraged by management because it's pushed on them by their higher-ups. It's really predatory. It's really shitty. Do your research before you sign any type of agreement in
phone companies.
And I would like to say I was very thorough when it came to that stuff. I told everybody about the activation fees, even though I'm pretty sure that activation fees were waived that year. And you do have to kind of watch out for those salesmen. Like, even if there's – if you do your own research, you're going to get what you're looking for. But if you're just going in there being like, I don't know what I'm looking for, this TV looks great, you will get upsold.
You will 100%. Get so upsold,
And there's an art to people being able to, like, hide these things and being able to be dishonest. And then there is this genuine side where people can discover your needs and discover what you do on a daily basis and what you enjoy and be like, oh, shit, well, you do graphic design? Well, the new iPad Pro, like, really, you know. There are people who can genuinely do it, but the majority of what I saw my entire career in Verizon or whatever was a lot of fucking bad people selling things to people that they don't need or they don't understand. And that was one reason. That was, like, the genuine reason why I was like, I can't work here anymore because I don't approve of this anymore.
The way that they view a lot of these corporations view customers, it's like cattle.
Right.
Like sheep. And it's just.
Well, I think.
Move the numbers, move the boxes. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just get the results, and we'll reward you by giving you a big ass commission check or placing you on our tiered of our internal rankings of employees of who we like better. Yeah.
I think Best Buy does that though too. To be honest, like they 100%. Have
probably any job that has commissionable stuff usually.
Yeah, I mean,
like that, unless it's like straight up like advertising sales.
That's what happened before I bought my TV this year. Is that I went to Best Buy and I was like, oh, I see these TVs that are listed for this price. Let me at least go look first before I buy it so I can see what the quality is or whatever. Right. And so let me go try it out. And then immediately this lady is trying to get me to buy this TV that someone returned.
Yeah.
It's like, you just want me to buy that TV because someone opened the box.
I've only bought one TV my whole life, and you and I went to that Best Buy that one time shortly after that was Travis. Awesome. And that was the most painless TV buying experience because we were in and out.
Because you walked in, there was one on the floor. Jake's like,
we did our research a little bit beforehand. Went there,
and left.
Saw one. It was on sale.
Go.
Right around this time. It was right around Black Friday when they were,
the good deals are coming out. Yeah.
And I grabbed a 55 inch Vizio HD 1080, for like $400.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
And to prove my point of genuine salespeople, Andrew went into Micro Center the other day. He was looking at this beautiful Sony 55 inch TV that we both looked up. I told him, this is probably a really good deal. Andrew's like, cool, I'm going to go check it out. He's standing in front of this TV, turns around, and is like, that's the same fucking TV behind me, same size, looked identical. It was identical. And he's like, there's a problem here. And he asked the guy, he's like, so why is this one like hundreds of dollars cheaper than that one? And the guy's like, this fancy remote. And it was literally like some weird futuristic.
It was the remote.
Yeah. And it's not like a standard TV remote. It's almost like a Joy-Con.
I know what you're talking about. That's I actually got a free Blu-ray player from LG that had a smart remote. And like it didn't have the Joy-Con thing, but you moved your wrist. Yeah. And it had a...
If you guys watched... They have novelty universal remotes, like a sonic screwdriver from Doctor Who or a Harry Potter wand. And, yeah, they all use, like, Jesus to turn Christ. Up the volume. You, like, turn it to the right, like you're turning a dial.
That sounds disastrous.
Yeah, it sounds like a terrible idea. Yep. You guys remember those old universal remotes back when people had, like, the TV, the sound system, the DVD player, the VCR.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you had the gigantic ass. You had master remote that controlled all of it.
My dad had one of those. Yeah. It was, like, a hologram, so it was, like, it was.
Excuse me.
It's hard to. It's
what
like.
Time
it was like
are
a,
you from?
It was like a from the future, bitches. It was like this remote that was what Jake was essentially talking about, but it was like a touch screen.
Yeah.
Oh, this remote is huge.
It looked like a big ass scientific calculator.
Yeah. That
I know
one.
Exactly what you're talking about.
And it lit up and shit like that. Yeah. I was like, this thing's a fucking fireworks show. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing with this thing, but.
I'm just saying, like, that dude literally could have turned to Andrew and been like, you really need this remote, though. And like, somebody who's more gullible or stupid or whatever would have been like, I do need that $200 remote.
Absolutely.
But Andrew's like, okay, sweet. And he went over and grabbed the TV or whatever it was. But he didn't. He paid for it. But yeah.
Jake?
Yeah. I've never really gone Black Friday shopping. I think I tagged along once with my dad when I was still in high school.
God bless you. He's innocent.
Because
I've
always hated the idea of Black Friday.
The idea is terrible, reap from the benefits of it, you're like, it's not so bad.
There are plenty of deals. I looked around. I'm like, there's just nothing that I personally need right now. Yeah. As far as like gift ideas, I haven't really thought about that yet. But
yeah, sure.
Just because this year's a little bit weird with my family. But this year, it's been nice. Now, this is my second year not working Black Friday.
It's amazing
and it's incredible. Yeah, because as we've talked about, three of us, Steven, myself, and Ben used to work for Verizon, so that was a mandatory all hands on deck day.
And I worked at Sprint before that.
And I always hated, Black Friday, the holiday itself was whatever because, again, we never ran any deals where there were, like, people busting down our doors and it was, like, super busy. But it was a long fucking day, excuse me.
Yeah.
You're usually working longer than 8 hours. You started oftentimes at the ass crack of dawn. They would do, like, stupid shit, like, you work 4 hours, and then they'd send some people home, and then you'd come back for, like, be gone
I
for 2 hours,
doing
come back
that.
For four,
yeah, I did
whatever.
That at Target when I worked for Target.
Yeah. It was a long fucking day, 10-hour shifts usually, especially when we worked at MOA, it was even worse, because, like, when I worked at, like, the corner store of Verizon's, we got our typical traffic for Friday, you know, maybe some people looking for some deals, but then, like, at MOA, where you've got hundreds of other stores there, you've got a lot of foot traffic, and it would just turn into, you know, complete chaos.
Side note, but parking, fucking awful.
Parking,
M-O-A?
Absolutely awful. Yeah.
So
I just
walk.
I hated it because, for me, it meant I couldn't spend as much time doing stuff on Thanksgiving as I wanted to. Like I'd have to go to bed at, like, 7 o'clock because I'd get up at, like, 4 in the fucking morning to get to, you know, work at 5 or whatever just to... So I got kind of bitter and jaded. I'm like, I like being a consumer and buying stuff as much as the next guy. And I would be a hypocrite to say, like, to trash Black Friday too much for the deals, because there are some really damn good deals. But I just personally got a vendetta against it as a holiday, because I'm like, I am having to get up at the ass crack of dawn to go serve all these fucking idiots. Because that's how you feel when it's 5 a.m. and, you know, and you're pissed, because I would rather be hanging out with my family, who I barely got to see because I work retail.
Right.
You know, it's the holidays. And part of that comes with the territory, and you kind of have to know what you're getting into. But, yeah, that was just my own thing. I kind of began to resent the holiday just because it impacted my life, I feel like, in a negative way, at least emotionally. I'm trying to think if, yeah, so I always kind of dreaded Black Friday. I never really liked it, even though the work itself was relatively underwhelming. I mean, it wasn't anything crazy. I never saw any fights. There weren't any big deals. I'd just get home and be completely exhausted because it was just emotionally so draining. And then
definitely
the few times I can remember, yeah, again, the one time I think I've gone Black Friday shopping, actually out shopping early, I think I was in autopilot. I just followed my dad around. Like, there are a lot of people out shopping at the Sears in Fargo, and I don't know why I'm here.
to be honest with you, I always, like, in my head, I'm trying to think about all of the Black Fridays, and I honestly mix up Black Friday with iPhone launch day.
Yeah, because it's the same thing. iPhone launch day is the exact same.
Actually, sometimes song I think and dance iPhone Black launch Friday day, was. It used to be worse than Black Friday, personally.
Yeah. I actually semi enjoyed. I know, yeah. That's a conversation for another day. iPhone launch was at least more exciting because it was an iPhone launch. At the same time, I hated it twice as much as Black Friday because of that. But
did you have to be at work at like 4 a.m?
Oh,
stuff?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was it was just stupid. But it's gotten
literally
to a point.
5.
Yeah.
Like 5 and then you work until like 8.
Yeah, I think we opened at like 6 or 7.
Yeah. But you and I went to Target yesterday. And it wasn't that busy. Again, like, all the store shelves are still, like, super, super stocked. Either their Target in Roseville, where we went to, either does a really good job of restocking, or they didn't have that much traffic. Because, like, all the – we, of course, went through the toy aisle because I'm a child, and I bought another Lego set.
Was it on sale?
No.
Jeez. I've done that before where I'm like, let's go Black Friday shopping. I'll buy this, and this. None of it's on sale. Like, I'm like, why the fuck did I just do that?
And I'm like, I got some extra spending money that I can afford to part with here, and I've had a tough weekend, and I just want to spend the next 5 hours building this, which I did. I bought
5 hours and 10
what
minutes.
What Lego set?
5 hours and 10 minutes. I bought the First Order Walker set.
Lit.
Oh, sweet.
It's 250 more pieces itself? Than the Millennium Falcon. So I built the Millennium Falcon, and that took me a little over 4. This one took me a little over 5 because it had about 250 more pieces.
Jesus.
But it was fun. I really
enjoyed. Does it walk by itself?
No.
If you throw it,
you
does.
Can get in.
Yeah.
I can get in. I can get inside
but
of it.
I just feel like as the way society is viewing Black Friday now, you know, of course, it's I think a lot of people – the last retail Black Friday I worked, I distinctly remember thinking there aren't a whole lot of people even at the Mall of America where I was working at the time. And I think it's because
online.
We got to a point where Black Friday was such a, you know, every local news outlet has cameras out there and they're reporting on like the fist fights going down in like Georgia or whatever at the Walmarts. And people just kind of got sick of that. And again,
calling
with
out Georgia.
With
Georgia?
Yep. I'm talking about I'm talking about the country, not the state. By the way, former member of the Soviet Union. There was
they have Walmart there,
probably. Anyway, no, just the way Jesus Christ,
no,
that we look at Black Friday. I feel like a lot of people are in the same boat where they just roll their eyes and they're like, I don't want to go deal with that. I'm gonna do all my shopping online. Because it's so much easier to sit on my couch full of turkey and just be able to be like, boom, 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 click, done, ordered.
It's an amazing feel.
But yeah, retailers are. I mean, one of the best deals that I saw was that PlayStation 4 deal that Best Buy was running. A 1 terabyte PlayStation
for $200.
For $200, yeah, that's a really good deal for a PlayStation. Oh, yeah. My brother-in-law just got a PlayStation, by the way.
Nice.
He's got Battlefield, so we might have to squad up.
Nice.
I'm probably
Jamie. You've been
get
replaced.
Get Madden as well.
Goodbye, Jamie.
But anyway. Like, that's a good deal. And that was in-store only. They made a point on their website. So the retailers are trying to get people back into the stores. They're caught because it's tough. Because if you are a major retailer, you're probably hurting these days because people don't like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, the big box stores like Macy's are, you know, just completely going downhill. Because, again, we can buy everything online now.
Right.
Yeah, with the Black Friday, it technically starts on Thursday, goes into Friday, even goes throughout the weekend. Then Saturday is Small Business Saturday or whatever, where they want people to shop at their like local mom and pop shops to support that. And then, of course, you got Cyber Monday, too. So I guess it's just 'tis the season for deals. I just feel like it's a part of our society at, you know, as a cultural event now. It's kind of like the Super Bowl. It's just something that everyone gears themselves up for in one way or another, whether you participate or not. It's just part of our life now. Right. And for me at this point, I didn't buy a single damn thing this Black Friday. I did
Besides the locker on Saturday.
Yeah. I did my shopping on Saturday, but on Friday itself, I was actually intending to, if you had stayed in town, I was going to say then, if Ben had stayed in town on Friday, he ended up going out of town. My original plan was just like, fuck it. You know what? I got the day off for the first time. Let's just go out and see what's, you know, what fun is to be had out there. Maybe we'll find a deal. Maybe not. You ended up leaving town, so I got lazy. I'm like, I'm not going to go alone. I would do this with someone. Right. I would not do this Makes alone. Sense. Plus, if I find a TV,
what the fuck?
I'm very small. I can't carry it. I know, but then I laid down on my couch and
it's fine. I literally did nothing on Friday either.
And then, something. I got distracted on my couch.
Something different that I did see this Black Friday compared to others is like I think it was Target. They actually had an option to pick up.
That's what I was saying.
In-store pickup, which I that's strange.
No, because they were
that. You said that off camera, I think.
No,
did I?
Yeah.
Did I say that off camera?
I
don't know. No, I thought you said that off camera.
I thought I said that right before, but like what they were doing was the second it hit Thursday, like Thanksgiving, they were allowing you to basically buy pre-purchase everything that you wanted on their store website, and then you could pick it up when you go.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Okay. Yeah.
Like,
maybe you did touch that.
Well, like, I should have done that. I should have, you know, Resident Evil, Uncharted Lost Legacy, and Injustice 2. I should have just been like, I'll pre-purchase these things. I'll go pick them up. But for some reason, I was like, no, I'll wait. I can just go and get them. That way, I don't have to wait for them to be shipped. Or I don't know what my mentality was. I wasn't really thinking, but like, I waited, and unfortunately, you know, the first Target I went to didn't have Resident Evil 7, so I had to drive and race all the way over to the other one because there was only four copies left, and I got the last
copy.
That's
the thing. I've seen some families, like, they put as much time, like, tactically mapping out their day of shopping.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, Dad and Cousin Eddie are going to go to the Walmart or the Target, you know, down in Edina. We're going to handle like the Kohl's sale here, and then afterwards we'll be going to this other Target. They're constantly communicating. It's nuts.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's nuts.
Personal a lot of TVs here.
Yeah,
talking to a potato or something.
Is that you? What do you do? Channel 8, Bane.
Over and out.
But yeah, no, I have seen that before.
It's crazy, man.
It's like, why?
I'm like, man, if you guys put this much time into like doing anything else,
maybe it's their favorite family holiday activity.
It could be. I mean, I kind of get the appeal. It's something to do as my dad and stepmom, because I always was like, why the fuck do you drag your sorry ass, not sorry asses, but your ass out of bed at 3 in the fucking morning to go. But
now it doesn't
shopping.
Matter. Now it's
and
at
they
5
were
in the
like,
afternoon.
You know, it's something to do. You know, we get good deals. And it's fun, and I'm like, I get that. I can't really hate on that. It is something. It's the season. There is some excitement, and at the end of the day, a lot of it is people buying gifts for their loved ones, and that's the important thing. So.
Hopefully,
see, I think I used to feel towards Black Friday a lot more like you did, but now that it's kind of shifted from this, like, I feel like the culture where it was literally like, oh, you're missing out on all the time with your family on Thanksgiving. You're trying to stampede into a store and people are pepper spraying each other over Xbox 360s. Yeah. Like, I remember seeing that shit on the news. I feel like that's just, like I said, I feel like it's changed. I don't know if that's true or not, but I feel like there's a lot bigger stock of items.
I think a lot of Americans saw those news stories of people like tear gassing each other, and they were just like, we're going to be better than that.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah, Europe and Australia, like, we're going to be better.
Yeah, that's why I like going in a couple hours like after they actually open, because it's not as crazy. People pretty much got what they want.
Yeah.
And then I don't like going in with a plan. I just like strolling around and being like, "Oh, that's a pretty good
idea." I totally
had
a plan.
Yeah. And that's cool too.
Cuz I was like, I knew what deals I wanted and where to get them at, and then I just
like
went
you
there.
Had a lot of video games.
Fantastic deals.
It was only video games.
And I feel like I've gotten I have so much to play that I'm just like, I can't.
But like
even.
$15 for Resident Evil 7, like you can't really pass that up because it's
$40.
I know. I'm just at a point, I didn't buy any games. I thought about it because I saw all the deals, but I'm like, I'm not going to play any of these. And that's $15 that I could buy Taco Bell with.
Right.
Or another Lego set. Ooh.
See, I think Andrew, what Andrew did, though, was Andrew created, because Andrew, he had a game plan.
Yeah.
He had something that he was like, we're going to do. And he could have done it where, like he even said, he could have done it where he either had it shipped to his house or did an in-store pickup. But honestly, like, that would
but
have been,
but then I
like,
wouldn't have gotten pushed into that.
It's not as fun. Yeah, it's not
it wasn't as fun.
Right,
you know?
Right, exactly. And that's what I'm getting at is, like, you actually, like Jake mentioned with his family, you actually had something to do because, like Thanksgiving, other than watching football or going into a food coma,
and we had done
it's
all
like
that.
Christmas where there's no, you open your presents and eat, and then there's nothing else to do. So why not do something in this situation? I think it's fine to be like, I'm just going to go walk around Target like you did last year. You bought a fucking Christmas tree. That's awesome.
My goal, like I mentioned earlier, of even considering going shopping on Black Friday, wasn't even so much to find deals. It was just to go out and like
do something
and people watch and like just
trip
someone.
Crazy shit. Yeah.
Push little kids.
Watch someone get pushed into the end cap with all the video games on it.
Right.
I was literally, what the fuck just happened? I gotta get Resident Evil 7.
Oh man, if that had happened to me again, there'd be dead people. Just like when I texted the group and I said, what, you were asking if I was going to go Black Friday shopping or not? And I said, watch news tomorrow because you'll know if I went because the things that I'll do to people will be news.
I want to play a hypothetical real quick, Andrew. What if that kid had thrown up on the last copy of Resident Evil 7? Would you have said, fuck it, I want this for $15? Or would you have said,
let's go to the next Target?
Exactly. Well, let's find another 16-year-old girl and let's go to the next Target.
That's,
okay. First of all,
he said it
out of context.
Hey,
so I would have been like, "All right, it was wrapped in the wrapper,
the cellophane." Yeah.
Let's just wash this off. I'll buy this.
So you would have physically grabbed it with your hand.
Yep, I would have grabbed it. Yeah.
And that little kid's gravy and turkey throw up on that game.
It was so gross. It was so gross.
I respect that.
Oh, it was so
I really
gross.
Do respect
so
that.
What's the best deals that you guys got? Like, what's your favorite thing that you got?
Well, dude, probably Resident Evil 7 for $15.
Peace and quiet.
Yeah,
I like that.
Oh, I did buy the failed DCU universe. I got Batman versus Superman, Wonder Woman, Suicide Squad.
Oh, I did
Squad.
See that.
I think
yeah.
I got it all for
like nothing.
Like less than $20. Yeah,
that's awesome. I bought an excessive amount of stuff, and I did a lot of research because Sarah wanted to get me a monitor this year. So I did like way too much research. I ended up buying one that didn't work out and then found a better deal. So I got like a really good gaming monitor for super cheap. But other than that, like it was just a lot of, like I said, it was a lot of these little things. Like I bought a ton of gifts and a ton of little things for myself and probably spent under like $50. And it was a ton of stuff. And like, because Best Buy, and this is what I was going to say, touching on your like in-store pickup thing, Best Buy did something really interesting. I was trying to order a movie last night, and I was like, well, I'll just have it shipped because they have free shipping on like anything.
Eight?
No, because I told you that I bought that other night. Andrew was like, oh, I was literally just buying that for you, but never mind.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I know, but he
I
wants
just
it
want
on Blu-ray.
I wanted to want it. But so I was trying to order just like a $5 movie, and I was like, free shipping, whatever. But Best Buy was like, wait, if you pick this up in our store, we'll take $2 off of your order.
Oh.
And I was like, you're saying cheaper? Yeah, absolutely. So that I think is an interesting comp. So it was two movies. And these are probably free on streaming. Ben, don't judge me. One was the
Mean
movie
Girls.
Yes, absolutely.
And 13 going on 30.
13 Ghosts.
How did you fucking
27
know?
Dresses.
Do you have access to my Best Buy? One was Allied with
Sweet
Brad
Home
Pitt.
Alabama.
I don't know if you guys saw that movie. It's like
I've
not. It's like a spy movie in World War II. It's really really good.
Sounds familiar. Wait, what was it again?
Allied.
No,
I think it's on HBO.
It's really
good. Keep going.
And then the second one, Sarah's dad wanted to watch it, so I was like, fuck it. And it was like $3. It was Fury with Brad Pitt.
Oh, that's
nice.
A good movie.
That's
yeah.
A good
that's
movie.
A really good movie.
I mean, $3.
An actual good David Ayer movie.
I was actually just talking to Jake about how Brad Pitt has played in multiple like World War One.
So many World War II movies.
Yeah,
really?
There's Fury. You have
Inglourious Bastards.
Inglourious Bastards. He has a show that's on Netflix now that I'm pretty sure that's from that time. Allied. And then probably something else.
Yeah, he and Tom Hanks are like Hollywood's two, like
World War II.
We're sending you back to World War II.
But other than that, I mean, like I said, this, I am not a person. The TV that I've had was a TV that was handed down by Travis after he bought this extravagant TV, and it was a 50-inch LG, and I was like, this is more than fine. And this year I was finally like, there are so many good deals on a 4K TV that I just need to get this. And I watched War of the Planet of the Apes, which I talked to you that I bought. And when you put it on Apple or iTunes or whatever, they upscale it or they give you the 4K version. And I watched that thing on my TV last night and literally, absolutely, throughout the entire thing. It was a super fucking good movie, first of all. Second of all, it looked like theater quality. And I haven't had that experience in my house ever. So that was...
I guess I'll have to get the Apple TV.
That's probably...
Fuck!
I mean, it sucks, and I texted Andrew, and he was like, basically, like, I really don't want to have to buy a 4K Apple TV, because it is just literally another streaming device, which we have a million of them, but it
upscales everything.
It makes such a big difference in quality, and I am going to become this person that is literally, like... Everything I watch now is going to use all of our Xfinity gigabytes per month because it's amazing. Like I said, I haven't had that experience in my house ever. Everything is always like standard 1080, 30 frames, and now it's just like, whoa.
We are in Tron. Adios, turd nuggets.
Did you get Tron?
Deep cut.
I actually have Tron.
Nice.
Tron Legacy, best movie ever after Batman vs. Superman. So yeah, that's probably... my favorite deal.
Jake, would you say that your Lego set was your favorite?
Best it wasn't buy. Really a deal. Yeah. That was just me making a like a buy
that's
try
okay.
try weekly.
You almost did get that BB-8.
I did. Yeah, they did have this sale that, like a life size
BB-8
toy
pillow.
That was normally $50 down to $30. I walked around with that for a while, and then I was like, "Fuck it, I'm just gonna buy the Legos."
Good choice.
No,
just can't buy the Legos.
Yeah, I didn't really buy anything else. I really want that new Hero droid BB-8, though. That's $230. It's remote controlled, but you can put the remote in your pocket and the droid follows you around.
Oh my god!
It's BB-8.
Watch some person like behind you just like soccer kick Hilly. Jake's like, where the fuck is BB-8? He was just behind
it's
me.
Like, it's like in that it's like in that super super bad scene where he's like, "You're gonna go get that." And he's like, "No, I'm not." I think good that shit. I'm trying to think. So I did end up getting a couple things, but it's pretty much all online. I ended up buying Civ 6.
Nice.
And
that's awesome.
I got like the deluxe edition for $40. I've never played a Civ game before, but
comes with the Gandhi DLC.
What? Just what we need.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
All that Gandhi deals.
I sent this to you guys last night, but like the favorite thing I got, it was a pair of Nike Metcons.
Oh yeah,
dude,
those are
sweet. You showed me those so long ago.
I know they're originally $130, and like I just saw that they were discounted down to
$7.
Like, it was like $115, and I thought that was just the sale. I was like, whatever, I'll take it. And then they discounted that down another 25%.
They must have been taking the price off of the register.
Yeah. So like I was amazing. Like, yeah, absolutely, I'm gonna take that. And then was that all I got? I think I got something else, but it wasn't anything major. But I was over at Bree's parents, and like we didn't do anything. We actually just ended up watching some shitty Netflix movie for that night.
What could be better?
It was Christmas Horror Stories.
That sounds horrible.
William Shatner's in it, so that
sounds like Shat.
It's great. Great job.
I mean, it's better than like being stuck watching a fucking Hallmark movie or something. So,
dude, I hate those.
Those are really bad. Alrighty, well, I guess does that conclude our Black Friday talk? Any other comments? Any other thoughts? Any other Alpers shoutouts?
Be nice to each other. Don't beat the shit
out of
people.
Don't push people into end caps.
You'll get your deal if you want it.
Closing thought for myself, Jake. If you have one, that's fine. I pictured when Andrew was explaining his story, the last thing I pictured was Andrew actually getting to this section where Resident Evil was, and then there being like five people in front of him. And Liza being like, "Get the fuck out of the way," and shoves the one in the middle. And it falls over, and it's just the Justice League, like, cardboard cutouts. And she's like, oh, sorry, and picks it up. But
that is funny.
Actually, Liza was just so pissed that she had to go to the other Target. That
Liza was the one who pushed me. She
yes, Liza. And then she actually grabbed the last copy of Resident Evil and just went, snapped it in half and just threw it. And
God.
What if you were picturing this alternate reality and Liza was the one who tried to throw up on it right behind you?
Oh, my God. I would cry. I would cry.
That would be really
funny. So glad I got that game.
17 days, 22 hours, 48 there minutes, and 51 seconds. That's all I got to say.
Dude. Last Jedi.
Justice League VHS. Two.
Do you want to wrap it up?
Cool. Yeah, well, thank you guys for tuning in. Be sure to check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/withthegamer and on iTunes and podcasting services. We appreciate you guys watching and listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.